The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. He said, we're going to make it. He says, we're going to make you whole. And I go, what does that even mean? You're going to make me whole. I don't want to ask for anything. I feel like I'd be a schmuck if I said, hey, I want you to do this. Honestly, like oil changes, I don't want them working on it. I want somebody else working on it. No offense, but I'm just not comfortable. So I don't know, man. Diana says, have them install a tow bar. I'm like, I don't know. I just don't. Maybe I'm being too much of a softy, but I just want the thing back. I just want to be able to go drive up north, pick up some sticks, light a fire, have a s'more, cook a steak, pound my pud, go home. Starman 314 says, no, I'll message you easy. Some details. I met you once while on a remote. You were actually really cool. Nick says, this RV reminds me of the boat from Captain Ron. I don't know what that is. Mazin Blue says, sounds like a Google review is in your future. Jeremy says, you are being too soft. I say angry Google review and a free tow bar is the least you can get from them. I don't know, man. All right. So I mentioned this on the Patreon podcast. More money flying out the door. I'm in for 23 large for the roof. At the EZ household, this is the original roof. Roofs are not supposed to last as long as this one has been on without some type of issue. It's a goddamn miracle that the roof has not caved in. This is a 20-year roof. It's been on there for 27 years. The roof doctor came by and he said, easy, look it. And he takes pictures. He's on the roof taking pictures. And he's like, holy fuck. And I don't think he's ever seen anything like it. There's a whole terrarium up there. The amount of moss on the roof. It looks like, did you ever see that movie? What's that called? James Cameron? He made that fucking real life animated thing where the people are tall and goddamn giants. Sigourney Weaver was in it, and the planet's called Pandora. And they're like, they're throwing spears and shit at helicopters, and they're big. What the fuck is that movie called? Avatar, goddammit. The amount of green on my roof is like from the film Avatar. He's taking pictures of moss that has, like, in one of the pictures, there's a piece of moss so big that a small seedling from a whatever type of tree is in it, and it is sprouted, and there's a one-inch tree growing out of it. Not kidding. He goes, easy, you've got trees growing out of the moss on your roof. The grain, you know, they call how the shingles have that like gritty shit that falls off of them. He goes, they're almost stripped of that. There are several that are cracked. Easy, those boots that go over those pipes, you know, those pipes that I think the it vents the shit pipe vent, and there's a boot that goes over it. He took pictures of cracks in them. He goes, these are already leaking. I guarantee you, the water is going in here and finding a spot to get in. It's already getting into your attic. This is shot. Yeah, I cannot let you have this roof anymore. What is a 23 large job is going to be 33 if you don't get on your, if you don't make this happen fucking fast. And I trust him. Nick writes, I would trust roof doctor as much as I trust the service professor. You know, I am sick and tired of you fucks trying to convince me that I'm getting fucking ripped off. Starman 314 says metal roof for the win. I'm not putting a metal roof on here, okay? I'm not a fucking hill jack. Metal roofs are for assholes and hillbillies and people who have fucking farm animals. I'm not doing that. The beaches just had a sweet-ass roof beam. That's what I was telling you. All the Mexicans came over. The beaches had all the Mexicans show up, and you should see this fucking roof. It is so sweet. It looks like $1 million. Okay. They easy, you're an idiot. Metal is the only option. They last forever. Idiots, they look like shit, okay? A nice color textured roof is what we have in this neighborhood. This is a nice neighborhood. We all have matching mailboxes. We have an HOA. This isn't one of your shithead fucking rural dumpster fire houses. Fuck you and your metal roof. God. Anyway. So I'm like, okay, I got to get some money. Well, what am I going to do? So I reached out to Mario. I go, so, you know, I got a lot of equity in this house. I need $23,000. And he goes, are you crazy? I go, what the fuck are you talking about? He goes, I know you have equity in the house, idiot. But look at the rate I got you before the pandemic. You see that number? Say it to me. I go, no. He goes, fuck you. Say it. I go, 2.65, 15-year loan. Fixed. He goes, no one's going to see that for a decade. Do not fuck with that loan. I go, all right, fine. What do I do? He goes, go to your fucking credit union or your bank and go get a line of credit, asshole. I can't believe I have to tell you this. I go, all right, ease up, god damn it. I'm seriously. He says, yeah, it's a piece of cake. You'll have the Mexicans will be there in 2 days. All right. Kenny, who's always giving me shit about paying for my kids' school, says, tell Maddie you can't pay for her college anymore, LOL, and then get your roof. It's over. I got one more semester. I've already paid 7 of the 8 semesters. It's done. So that's in the works. Today, get this podcast done. Call these dicks at the bank and say, hey, man, let's do this. Give me some fucking money. My credit is golden. So that's in the works. So I really appreciated Bennett over at the roof doctor. He's the man. So the plan is have the Mexicans come by. And again, it's fantastic because they get here. One van, 15 Mexicans come flying out of this thing. They set up a dining fly on the front lawn. There's a pinata, sombreros for the siesta. They play mariachi music. Not an exaggeration. I will get the audio and the video to prove it. And then they go up in shifts. They tear off and they put on. 12 hours later, 8:30 at night, they're wrapping up. Done. Fuck you. Open borders. We need more of these fucking dynamos. That's why I want Harris to win, so that there's a better opportunity for more of our working hard, playing hard Mexican brethren to kick ass in these jobs. I'm very excited about that. Joe Martinez can come over, chit-chat with these folks. Joe loves it when I talk positively about my hardworking Mexicans. Remember that stat? Because I follow a lot of right-wing wackos on X, and somebody posted, I talked about this before, it was like a chart comparing the two candidates. You see this like on, you know, when there's a football game, Jared Goff against Justin Fields. Here are the essentials. And it says something like, cost of gas under Trump, cost of gas under Harris's vice presidency, blah, 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 amount of immigrants, amount of illegals. And then it says, murdered by illegals under the Trump campaign when he was president. And it says like 20. And it says, Harris Biden, 170. Like, that's a big deal. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's a lot. For the amount of people that are here, I think I would, if I'm Harris, I say, we let all these illegals in and only 170 Americans have been murdered at the hands of these illegals. And the roofs have been being put up with unbelievable efficiency. So I think that number needs to be 1 million before I even bat one eye. Amazing Blues says that after they get done working on the roof, they head over to Lake Mexico to cool down and have some Modelos. All right. Corey says, today EZ buys an old-fashioned caveman roof instead of a random space age, lasts forever, and makes his home more valuable metal roof. Well, all right. Kenny writes, but seriously, it's cool you've been able to help your kids out like you have. I'm just envious, I suppose. I get it. I know what you mean. All right. I've talked a lot and done very little to talk about my amazing sponsors, my marketing partners on this show. Before I do another thing, a reminder that today is a Big Fraud Wednesday. Starting at 6 p.m., Ben Glaze and I will kick out another episode of Who Are These Free Beers? Now, my clips feature a moment that is, a long time coming. As I've indicated to you, our pal Greg, ever since his wife left him because he's not a man, he has been going hard to try to make her feel bad because his idiot wife that he's currently married to, the former Mrs. Lutz, has had a lot of sex with him. So Greg reveals that on the air regularly to try to make Amanda, his ex, jealous. It's so bad. It's so awful. It's some of the worst radio that you will possibly hear. Well, I guess he had said that he's going to try to set some type of personal best in 1 year for how many times he's had sex. And he goes out of his way to work that into his show on a recent episode last Monday. And he starts with, hey, guys, I want to, if you're ready for it, I want to update you on the how many times I've had sex in 1 year. Just tell me if you're not interested. Like they would actually say, oh, yeah, I mean, you've done this big pre-sell of it. I mean, what do you want us to say? That would have been awesome if they said, no, we're not interested. But because he's a goddamn thug and he thinks that's interesting, they go, okay, sure, tell us how many times you've had sex. Now, I'll tip my hand a little bit with my commentary on it. Sure, I've made silly comments about sex with Diana and myself in a joking fashion, but he's 100% serious about this and very, very proud of it. It's just an ugly look is what it is. And not only that, but considering the direction of that show, this is the same show where on a regular basis, you'll get subject matter like we'll give you the product and we'll tell you if it goes in the fridge or not. Hey, there's a candle recall going on. Or, hey, everybody, I'm going to break down what a raindrop name is. Things like that. To suddenly, jarringly go down the path of how much my wife offers me her hot pussy. Hey, this is free beer. We got raindrop name next. And then I'm going to talk about how many times I came in my wife. Ugh. Fuck me. Are you serious? That is awful. Bob says today they did and I'm glad you guys listened to their show. I'm glad you do. Because it tips me off on things that they are doing that we may park on in the future. They did a game called It's My List where they make three things on a list, and the list was best carnival food. Wow! Fucking great! So interesting! Keep hate listening. If I'm not on, listen. You might hear something that... and then you tip me off about it and we can have fun with it. So that is coming up today at 6 when we do another edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Someone's reached out to me, not reached out to me, but someone on my Reddit, my subreddit, had an interesting question. It's a person who's relatively new there who have read their post recently that they just recently checked my show out again. That would be, cannot see it. Kirko underscore chains. Can someone explain to me this tension between Zane and FBHW? As I mentioned in a previous post, haven't listened in a few years, just trying to get caught up on all this Michigan drama. Last I remembered, everything was semi-cordial between both sides. Maybe I'm missing something. Fill me in. Jeremy writes, from what I understand, the only deep personal gripe EZ has is with free beer. You are correct. I'm not sure why, and I was actually going to post here if anyone has any key episodes that I need to listen to where he talks about his side of the whole firing. Side note from me right now, it has nothing to do with the firing. As far as the rest of the crew, his gripes are professional. Howie's and Steve are terrible at radio. Joe's a domestic abuser, allegedly. I added that. He's said numerous times that he has nothing against Kelly other than her voice. Again, I think she's great. She does very well despite the disability. I agree with this opinion, but we're allowed to... I disagree with this opinion. He doesn't like Kelly. But we're allowed to have different opinions. Hope this is at least partially helpful. I actually wrote, because somebody wanted to know. Greg and I were repairing the relationship. Prior to that, we'd both gone hard at each other. Greg, more passive-aggressive, like he tends to be. Me, more go-fuck-yourself, like I tend to be. However, there came a time, years ago, where I tried to move past that. I reached out to him. At first, he was reluctant, but eventually, we were communicating. We were texting back and forth. And I was actually contributing to the content on that show. I was only podcasting then. I was sending links of interesting stories and such. Out of the blue, Greg lands a passive-aggressive haymaker about me on the air. I was livid. I confronted him about it. He tried to weasel his way out of it. But I wasn't buying it. From there, it was on. Jeremy writes, I even remember you calling in to play Name That Tune. It was great. I remember Greg saying, are you allowed on the air in this town? Then both of you basically said, ah, screw it, and had a great time. At that point, I thought the hatchet was buried between all of you. Maybe the fences weren't mended, but they were at least getting patched up. But he kept on making passive-aggressive comments about you, but was never man enough to say your name directly. I wrote back, correct. Now I'm pals with his dumb bitch wife's ex-husband, and I go out of my way every chance I can to fuck with Greg. And that is that. Business as usual for your old pal EZ. Anyway, that's a long way of telling you to listen to Patreon today for another edition of Who Are These Free Beers? And then we will do the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast featuring 1 minute of the Bomity podcast. And if we're lucky, Jimmy in Portland, Maine will be along for another one of Jimmy's epic joke corner. Episode of Jimmy's Joke Corner is what I'm trying to say. So Starman 314, this is what you do between now and then. You go to P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. And you sign up for 7 days free. You do have to put in a payment form, but simply cancel it right after you sign up and you still get the 7 days. Then, after the 7 days expires and you've tried the Patreon and you love it, you re-sign up for $5 or $10 a month. $10 a month gets you the audio, the video, and the live streams. The $5 a month gives you the podcasting, the audio. And I post up there every day. I do a podcast every day, Monday through Friday. I take the weekends off. And there's all sorts of fun stuff from the past that I post. So patreon.com/Eric Zane. Could have swore I was on. Oh, never mind. So for those folks that are watching the show on Facebook and YouTube, thank you for being here. I appreciate you. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Wonderful team of professionals over there. Speaking of them, Irvine's.com, they are so fantastic. When the 07 Accord with 190,000 miles was having a hard time, I had it towed there. And Megan said, easy, I hate to tell you this, but there is a lot wrong with this car. And it's at that point you're like, that's a money pit. And they did a fantastic job of diagnosing the problems. They took the time. And I can't say enough about them. They repair all makes and models of cars, EVs, and hybrids there, smack dab in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Their phone number is 616-532-6600. Their website is ervines.com. That's ervines.com. A lot of people spell Irvines, I-R. This is E-R. All right. So thank you to them. Hello to Rick at TC Paintball. The idea was floated on this show yesterday that Rick by the local mall so we can come up with the very first TC Paint Mall. Can you imagine a space the size of a fucking mall and you're playing paintball? My God. Maybe more fun just to talk about. I don't think it's realistic in any way, but that sure would be a destination. Till that happens, the ultimate paintball destination in the great state of Michigan is TC Paintball. If this is your thing, or even if you've never tried it, you have to go out of your way to have an adventurous day at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Number one in the Midwest for a reason. People come from all over the land to go to TC Paintball. So get the kids together. Get your workplace together, maybe some team building going on, bachelor party, just a bunch of pals hanging out. TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. How much would you pay to participate at TC Paintball? That seems like the type of thing where you could have a paintball cannon with a paintball like as big as a car. God damn, would that be great? I don't even know if that's a thing. Probably not. My pal Frank Fuss is the licensed insurance agent slash broker for the Eric Zane Show podcast. Reach out to Frank at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. If you want to get covered with health care, if you are in between jobs or your boss does not offer health insurance, or perhaps you're self-employed, you're going to need health insurance. The way all Americans do it these days is through the healthcare.gov marketplace or Obamacare. Now, anybody can sign up for a healthcare policy on Obamacare if you meet the criteria that I just talked about. But it's a pain in the ass. Have Frank do it for you. Just reach out at buyinsurancehere.com. There's a spot to let him know that EZ sent you. And then, I need to get insurance. I need to get Obamacare. Help me out. And then he's going over policies with you. Either it's just you single, maybe you and your wife, maybe you, your wife, your kids. And what looks to be incredibly expensive, something you can't afford, you can afford because of the tax subsidy that the government gives you. That is how Obamacare works. They pay for most of your premium each month, the federal government. You pay some. It's similar to like when you work and you get workplace insurance and your boss pays for some and you pay for some. That's how Obamacare works, except the government pays for it. Now, if you earn past a certain threshold, you got to pay that back. So it's just something to think about. Might have to do some creative tax work there, like your old pal EZ with Tag Accounting. Anyway, buyinsurancehere.com is a website. Racing at Berlin this weekend, berlinraceway.com. Tickets are $15. That's right, $15 get you in. $14 get you in, and 15 and under is free, is what I meant to say. Parking is free. Not to mention, you can bring in a cooler with all your goodies. No alcohol, no glass. You can get the alcohol there while you're there. Affordable, too. $6 a beer, not bad. All at Berlin Raceway. Online at berlinraceway.com. Your old pal EZ has to tinkle. I will be back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sweet pal Aram sends this along. It is a review of the motorhome that your old pal, the brand, the manufacturer that EZ has, that I have. It reads this. While there have always been issues with blank motorhomes, the complaints began to rise significantly after 2020. Now, this lines up precisely with when I talked to one of the brass over at this motorhome company, who actually said off the record, we suck. Many consumers point out that blank seems to have dropped its quality control during the COVID-19 pandemic. Recall, this was a period of time when plant closures, staff shortages, and supply chain issues were the norm for many vehicle manufacturers. Further, they also seem to have adopted a mass production approach around that time. Certainly those who bought their RV post-2020 seems to be the most unhappiest. Oh, fuck. I'm screwed. There's no way out of this. There's no way out of this. The only thing I can do is cross my fingers and hope. My God. I would not be honest with you. If I had to buy one again, I would not buy that manufacturer's product again. However, call me crazy, but I still would buy from this dealership. Despite all of the problems that I've had, I just don't feel like, other than the problem with fixing the generator and then it wasn't fixed, essentially, that's one. That's one problem. All the other shit is brought on by who made the goddamn RV. Kenny asks, why did you get rid of the old one? I had no intention of getting rid of the old one. It's paid off, 7 years old, no big deal. I happened to be walking around the camper and RV show and I ran into a guy who works for this company. He says, hey, I want you to check this out. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And that hook with the bait was in front of me and I was an Oscar. I just gobbled it right up. The other one was fine. Kenny says, that's a guy you need to punch right in the dick. He's a friend of mine. I like him. I don't think it's his fault either. I don't think he's intentionally trying to screw me. It's just the brand, you know? Jeremy writes, if this is common knowledge, then why does the high-ranking military officer RV place stock it? Boy, you tricked me into reading that, didn't you? I don't know. Don't do that to me anymore. I'm trying to keep this above board. God damn it. Nick writes, full replacement insurance and a certain type of lightning. I know what type of lightning you're talking about. Stevie says, you said the name yesterday or Monday. Shh. Stop. I know. Relax. Let's not draw attention to it. Come on now. Thank you to Nick who sent this along with the story yesterday of the issue at the sand dunes. Remember that story where the guy went through the fucking windshield of the car? I've got a video that I need to share. You will hear some static. This is in Dubai. They do the same crazy shit in Dubai. Guy's got a dune buggy and some dude has an SUV. Watch how this unfolds. Okay, now that looks intense. He's actually popping a wheelie, and then here comes the SUV. Oh. God, that was such a spectacle that the people there probably stopped beating their wives to watch it. That was ridiculous. Oh, no way. Thank you, Nick, for sending that along. It was a good one. I always appreciate a good crack up. The Detroit Lions used to have a player on their team who is an enormous human being. His name is Gosder Cheerless. Gosder was either an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman. He doesn't play anymore. He had a pretty short career, but he was a first-round draft pick by the Lions. And he was on a plane on the way to someplace in Europe. And he's on the plane, and There's the next thing you know, the people in the plane are watching something very strange happen. A 6'6" Gosder has whipped out his gigantic baby arm sized dick. Forget baby arm, my arm sized dick, and is pissing on an old lady seated right next to him, like in the aisle. He was on the aisle, she's on the aisle. He got up, unzipped, unleashes this monstrosity, and starts pissing on her for like 20 seconds. It was like a fucking fire hose. Can you imagine the size of a dick on a 6'6" black guy just pissing on you? Well, that was it. Let me go over some of the tail of the tape on the story from Jeff Risden on the Lions Wire. The guy's 40. He was arrested Sunday during a Delta Airlines flight from Boston to Ireland. And then he refused to cooperate with authorities. This is the dude, a big guy. Big, big dude. Troopers verbally commanded Chairless to leave the plane. I guess they landed it. Right? They had to over. Maybe it was, I'm not sure. We'll find out. Cops escorted Gosder Chairless to the jet bridge, placed him under arrest for disorderly conduct and disturbing a flight crew, police said in their statement. And then that's all we know. Except Gosder himself is now weighing in. I'd like to address the media reports about me that surfaced today regarding a situation that occurred on board a flight to Ireland. The flight, okay, was unexpectedly delayed, so it was on the ground for approximately 4 hours. It did not take off until 12:30 a.m. In preparation for the unexpected overnight flight, I took a sleeping medication that I don't normally use, which resulted in behavior that is not representative of my character. And I would like to apologize to the passengers and flight crew. Now, that is a lie, because it just is. Okay, it's just, it's a great lie. That creates what's known as plausible deniability. That keeps you out of felony range. That keeps you off of no-fly lists. Whatever, you could say an Ambien. Isn't that the thing? You take an Ambien, and the next thing you know, you're fucking a goat. I have never taken Ambien, but every time I hear about people, they take those fucking things, and then they do weirdo shit, or something strange happens. That's what would happen to me. So God knows what happened to Cheerless, or maybe he just likes pissing on old bitches. I don't know. Thank you to Jeff for sending that one along. He also sent this along. I don't know what it is. I'm checking it outside unseen. It's Trump being interviewed by somebody. Theo Vaughn. Theo Vaughn interviewing the president. There's some static for you. Here you go.
Well, how did you get addicted? How did?
No, I would just do cocaine. That was really, well, yeah. So not just, pretty, yeah.
That's down and dirty, right?
Yeah. And this is, yeah, this, I mean.
It's down and dirty.
And it was, yeah.
You don't anymore?
No, I don't do it anymore, man. And I'm not doing
it. Is it too much? Too much to handle?
Some of the stuff started to get a real rattle in it, too. I don't know where we were even getting it from in this country, but yeah, it started to make me feel like I was a mechanic or something.
So the thing you go back.
What?
Back to then, it's alcohol for the most part.
Right, yeah, but what I want probably is cocaine, but I know that if I have a drink, then it'll give me, it'll like, be like, okay, well, I had a drink, then I can do this.
But now Trump is more or less interviewing him.
Is cocaine a stronger
Oh, yeah.
Up?
Yeah. Cocaine.
So you're way up with cocaine more than anything else you can think
of. Cocaine will turn you into a damn owl, homie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You'll be out on your own porch. You know, yeah. You'll be your own street lamp.
People are commenting that Theo Von, referring to the president, former president, as homie.
It's cocaine more than anything else you can think
of. Cocaine will turn you into a damn owl, homie. You know what I'm saying? You'll be out on your own porch, you know. Yeah. You'll be your own.
I don't know who Theo Von is, but that's funny. There are times I like Trump, without a doubt. He's engaging. He can be spirited. He can be charming. He can be polite. Believe it or not, he's also a psychopath. Why? Now I've heard that name, Theo Von, but I don't know who the fuck it is. He sounds fun, though. I think I'd like it because Nick says he has a great podcast. I'd be interested. Is he a comic? What the fuck? You know me. I don't know shit. Thank you, Chris, for sending that along. All right. What else we got here? Not a lot. One of the elected officials from Ottawa Impact, which I've talked about many times before on this show, is butthurt because he got the shit kicked out of him in an election. As you know, we had a primary here August 6th. And you had Republicans going against Republicans, which doesn't happen that often. But Ottawa Impact has been such a shit show that the normal thinking Republicans, they want to oust the far right ones because their brand of government sucks on a county level. So I went ahead and voted in the primary for all the other Republicans, and it worked. Several of those Ottawa County fucks lost. And that's good. They no longer have a majority on the county government. There's 11 commissioners, and they were, you know, treating the goddamn county as using it for revenge politics instead of shit like fixing the roads and keeping the poor people fed and, you know, whatever. Whatever you do in county government. So this one asshole, Roger Belknap, he got hammered in the election. He lost by 1,000 votes, which is a lot in a county election and a primary. He's demanding a recount. I was like, wait a minute. You don't demand recounts unless it's close. So I don't understand that. Now, he is one of these far-right wackos who thinks that, and this is one of the reasons why I hate Trump, because that whole, when he started to perpetuate all that nonsense, that he actually won the election. And then we had to put up with, you know, MyPillow guy and people stealing Dominion voting systems and all that nonsense. That was the reason why I gave up on Trump. If you remember, I supported Trump. I voted for him in the last goddamn election. It wasn't until all he started talking all that shit that I gave up on it. I said, fuck you. Well, Belknap's doing the same thing. He's requesting a recount. He says that what he's basing it on is he was watching TV, and at the time that he was watching, it showed that he had more votes than his opponent. And on TV, it said all precincts reported. So because he saw that on TV, he said, I won. But for whatever reason, things weren't what they seemed according to what he was seeing on TV. At about that time, the county website went down. And that's all these maniacs need to start thinking that the fix is in. I admit, that looks weird. But the guy who runs the county, who runs the elections, a guy named Justin Roebuck, who's also a Republican, there was nothing to do with that. It was a web page outage. High traffic and a large activity load caused the site to become temporarily unavailable. He added that no vote totals were affected by the temporary website outage. This is similar to like when this is all you need to do is like when we all went to bed in the last election, Trump was winning. And then we woke up and Biden won. And then everybody lost their shit. This is the same damn scenario because the website went down. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. He lost. Gretchen Cosby lost by more than 2,000 votes, so she's out. And that hag that looks like Steven Tyler, Rachel Atwood, she lost. Jason Kurt lost, and Lucy Ebel lost. So fuck those guys. Let's get some real Republicans in there. I mean, seriously, I don't mind a decent Republican. I would vote Republican in this next election if it weren't for Trump. Typically, I have. Theo Vaughn came from Joe Rogan, like Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer did, except he's still funny. He started on MTV and became a comedian. Jeremy says he's a comedian who's kind of the dumbest guy in the room, but charming and actually pretty smart. That's great. Very cool. Let's check him out. I'll have to check him out. Okay. As always, I'm powered by these amazing sponsors. EstateWise is my newest. And you can find out more at Estate, E-S-T-A-T-E, -wise.com. Now, what this is planning, ultimately, your estate, your will, and your trust. This is very, very important. Stressing the importance of protecting your family's financial future. Estate planning ensures that your kids, your spouse, or other dependents are financially secure. So what you have, you need to have a plan in place, which includes a trust, and it includes a will. Estate planning is especially important for parents. Have you thought about who would care for the kids if something happened to you? With an estate plan, you can designate guardians for your children and set up trusts to manage their finances, ensuring that they are cared for by the people you trust. This is something that many young people with young families don't know or realize. Having an estate plan in place can avoid having the court decide who will care for your children. If something happens to you, which might not align with your wishes. So just something to think about there. I want you to reach out to Zach. And I mean, seriously, this is his cell phone. He is the attorney behind all of this EstateWise at EstateWise.com, Estate-Wise.com. Text him, 616-540-7544. Text him, even if it's just to say hello. Easy's talking about you. I plan on using you for my own estate. Thanks for supporting Easy. Send him anything like that. He'll get a kick out of it. All right. Some of you have already reached out and said, hey, I want to do this. Let's get started. 616-540-7544. This is the easiest thing you'll do. Basically, he does all the work, all the legal documents, writes everything up. All you got to do is read it over. It looks good. And then sign it. And then your will is executed. Then, of course, you pay him for his services. 616-540-7544, estate-wise.com for Zach Marcos, EstateWise. And one more thing. No matter where you are in the U.S., reach out to Zach. He'll help you one way or the other. A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. The immortal Joe Martinez. Book him for anything heating and cooling. As we get closer to having to cool or warm our homes right around the corner, book a furnace tune-up today. You should see Joe twice a year. Furnace tune-up time and AC tune-up time. And hopefully not for a replacement of those two things. But if you do have to replace those two things, Joe's going to get you the best deal and so that you're not paying for something that you don't need. I just had him install a furnace system here in the house. That basically boiled down to, hey, Joe, I've got some problems with this and that. He goes, yeah, I'll replace the whole thing. It's as old as the house. I'm in that process right now with the roof, with the furnace. All that shit is original on this home. So I'm in the process of upgrading. Joe was part of that. 616-516-8579. Reach out to him today. If you cut hair for a living and you want a job, King's Room Barbershop is hiring. Three locations. You've got Caledonia, Northland Drive, or in Wyoming. Whichever one is closest to you and you want a job, they're hiring at all those locations. Get more info at kingsroom.net. Kingsroom.net. And for guys and chicks that like short hair, get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. Haircut's going to set you back $19 plus tip. I need to get over there this week and get a style upgrade. And there you go. David says, EZ, I have a call set up with Zach tomorrow. David, I thank you so much for reaching out to Zach, because him and I are just getting started on our relationship. And if I can get as many of my audience members to reach out to him as possible, that's going to ensure that he keeps utilizing your old pal EZ to promote his services to the audience. And that helps me. So I really appreciate that. And if you're thinking about that, please always support the sponsors. Always, always, always. And mention me. We will get to the asshole of the day in just a second. Who is it going to be? If you're thinking about it, send it along on the chat. And if you're thinking about getting a new home, you're going to need a mortgage. Just like I was telling you about with Mario. He helps me. He says, EZ, don't mess with that loan. I got you. Right now, the philosophy at Van Dyke Mortgage is buy now, refinance later. Rates are set to go down this month because the economy has turned around to some degree. So no matter where you are in the U.S., if you want to get pre-approved on a mortgage, do it with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. Get started today. So whatever dollar amount you get, you're going to want to shop for a home. It's substantially lower than what you got, because there's going to be a bidding war. That's what the buying process is like in the U.S. right now. 231-332-6505. Buy today, refinance tomorrow with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Bob says, can Joe send a guy out to PA? I need a furnace cleaning. I wish, but he is local. Only local. Asshole of the Day nominees. I like the way Bob is thinking. And I've said this before. Our pal the Burn King could be the asshole of the day every day. Congrats to Free Beer. It's got to be like his 10th asshole of the day award. You are such a dick, and I would love to smack the taste out of your mouth. That is my time. Thank you so much for being part of it. As always, you are a fantastic audience. You're doing a thank you. Thank you for the support. Join me on Patreon a little bit later on. And then we have the a Big Fraud Wednesday this evening. We'll see you. We can hear about Freebeer talking about how many times he slams his wife. That comes up at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Patreon. Till then, have a good one. Bye-bye.